Hello,
CITR.
That wasn't as good. That wasn't as enthusiastic as we normally do.
We're a little tired.
A little tired today. We just did a whole painting critique. And you know what? We just got offered a spot at the Guggenheim.
We did.
At the Met.
Yeah.
At the Met.
And that's why we're celebrating.
That was such a fast transition into today's theme. That's why we're celebrating.
Had enough. Let's get right into it.
Come on. Well, welcome to Le Rituel. I'm Lily. I'm with Brielle. Welcome back for our bi-weekly listeners. Hello to anyone out there that's listening. We've jumped right into our theme. You made me go off my script. This is crazy.
Sorry.
No. Please. We need to change it up, you know? It's spring. It's about new beginnings.
I was too excited.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. But
I wanted to introduce it.
I'm glad you did. And I feel like that should be a reoccurring thing now.
Sometimes we get ahead of ourselves in an art critique.
Yeah, it's okay. What?
Lily spoiled my art critique today.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that. I felt really bad.
It's okay.
But now I don't, because you took the shine for this one now.
Yeah.
Well, the song that you just listened to was a song that Bree and I both discovered on the same day. And Bree introduced it to me, and I was like, no way, I just added this to my playlist. This is our new spring song. Because there's always a song during spring where it just pops up and it's like our little hyper fixation.
Yeah.
So for people that don't know, that was Someone to Call My Lover by the Janet Jackson. Whoa, Janet Jackson. It's from her 2001 album, All For You. Obviously, she is from a very famous family, but she does make some pretty good music. I will give it to her. And I don't know, we're just celebrating spring with that one. But yeah. Brie, what songs do you listen to when you celebrate?
Well, first, I just think it's important to mention that she samples Venture Highway by America,
Real.
That song.
Yeah, I forgot about that
one. And that's what I think really makes it super epic.
Mm. And that classical music.
Yeah, right.
I don't know the proper name, but
yeah, the classical
if you really music. Hear, there's like a little score in the back.
Yeah.
Of that.
But yeah, I think that the past two springs have really been my like pop girl era.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to listen to a bunch of pop. I feel like last spring, we got a lot of new good pop. Chapel Roan was on the rise. Sabrina Carpenter's album came out.
Thinking About Me Every Night. Oh,
that was our last spring song.
Yeah, it was. It will never die.
Last summer, we also had, I mean, this is more indie, but we had Claro and Biba Doobie releasing.
Right.
So it
I
was just
Biba
a great summer for music.
I forgot Biba Doobie made me sick.
I know, right? Yeah, I'm just excited for some more pop. I'm hoping Chapel Roan will release an album this summer. And on that topic, I want to celebrate Chapel Roan's new song being number one on the country Billboard.
Ooh.
I think that it's something to celebrate, a lesbian country song making it to number one.
Yeah.
And that song is definitely going to be one of my summer songs, and I hope she releases more. So I'm going to play The Giver by Chapel Roan.
I mean, I don't think it needs any more introduction. Let's get into it. This is The Giver by Chapel Roan.
I get the doctor. plug. Revving light to pick you up. Cause how I look is how I touch. And in this strip mall town of dreams, good luck finding a man who has to meet to rhinestone cowgirl all night long. So baby, if you never had it one, call me baby. Yeah, cause you ain't gotta tell me. It's just in my nature, so take it like a taker.
She gets the job
She
done.
Gets that job done. And you know what? I believe it.
Hey, me too.
I believe it. She seems like a nice lady.
she sure does. You know, she's been in a relationship for 6 months.
What?
Yeah, she just went on call Her Daddy.
Whoa.
Did a podcast.
Whoa. That's awesome, though.
And admitted that.
Whoa, and, good for her.
Yeah.
A little Midwest queen. Oh,
a
princess, sorry.
Princess, yeah. Why Midwest princess?
Why does that song make you celebrate?
I think because it's awesome, and because it really feels like me.
Mm.
Reminds me. I mean, country.
Whoa, sorry.
Country and Chapel Roan mixed together.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
could be more me?
Honestly, true. True. I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, moving right along.
What makes you celebrate?
What makes me celebrate?
What gets the job done for you?
Well, I'll tell you. Her name is Feist, and the song is I Feel It All. Yes, I think it's one of her most popular songs, but whatever. It's such a beautiful song, and it's so nostalgic to me, and I feel like I always have associated it with very happy memories, and obviously celebrating is something of like a happy occasion, you know.
Some would say.
I mean, celebration is like overcoming something, and I also kind of feel like this song has like remnants of, it feels like you're kind of like out of the ringer at this point where you're like, I feel it all, like I'm embracing everything that's coming to me, I'm celebrating the things that I've accomplished, mm-hmm. all that stuff. But this song is off her 2007 album, The Reminder, which is so beautiful. If no one has listened to it, I mean, you're about to listen to a really phenomenal song. She is from Canada. Shout out Nova Scotia. That's where she was born.
Wow, Nova Scotia.
And her stage name is Feist, but her real name is actually Leslie Feist, which I also think that Feist is an amazing last name.
That's an amazing last name. If that was my last name, I would definitely use it as a stage name.
Yeah, I thought it was fake, but it's not.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like there's no need for any further introduction for this because I really want to listen to it. But yeah, I hope that you all feel like you've overcome something after you listen to this song. This is I Feel It All by Feist.
I feel it all. I feel it all. I feel it all. The wings are wide. The wings are wide.
Perfect timing, Bree.
Booyah.
Boom, boom. She
we
just
boom.
Bree just ran out of the studio to let our beautiful, beautiful friend Margot in to the studio.
And let's celebrate that.
And let's friendship. Celebrate that. Let's celebrate that she felt our presence within the studio and felt like, you know, it's time. Oh, I can see her in Studio B right now.
Hey.
Yeah, but that was... For anyone that just joined, that was I Feel It All by Feist. You're listening to Le Ritual. I'm your host, Lily, and I'm joined with Brie L. Moving right along, Brie, what's your next celebration song?
Okay, I think it's only fair we move from one Canadian artist to the next. One hit song to the next.
Yes.
Great, not much to say about this song, just it's a banger.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to listen to Nelly Furtado.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
I mean, I know she's just popular. Like, everyone knows of her.
She's iconic.
I really started listening to her this year, though,
mm.
when there was a CD of hers in the film The Dark Room.
Ooh.
That I was working in last term. Right. So I was listening to that CD all the time. And I was like, this is so good. Even though I had heard a lot of the songs already. I was like, this is amazing, and I need to be intentionally listening to her more often. So I think just like a classic, let's spread our wings and fly into spring song, you know,
yes,
that classic genre
yes,
of songs.
Yes.
We're going to listen to I'm Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I haven't heard this song in a long time, but it always makes me think of an early 2000s like Emma Stone movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's honestly like, that's my summer music. It's like an early 2000s, late 90s rom-com movie.
I mean, we're really killing it with the early 2000s stuff. I haven't played anything past 2000 or earlier from 2001.
Yeah. I mean, I just did, but.
What? What?
What?
What song?
The Giver.
No, I'm saying before 2001.
Oh. You know The Giver came out in 1952.
Hey, Dumbo.
Did you ever read The Giver in high school?
I think I, like, stole it from my mom and, like, read five pages when I was younger, and I said, this isn't for me.
You said, I forgot I don't know how to read.
I said, I forgot I'm a baby genius, actually. Yeah. So, I mean, it made me want to spread my wings and fly like a bird, so.
You're beautiful, and that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is true, my love is
astral projected.
Whoa, I just flew away out of the studio and then came back.
Whoa, I just like flew across campus, came back, and now I'm here.
Okay, that's like exactly what I just said.
Okay, whatever, whatever. But yeah, well, I always like consider that song kind of like a joke because I feel like it's been used in so many memes in like media.
Yeah.
But now that I listen to it again, like the full song, I'm like, she was doing something there.
I know.
She put something in that song. There's a reason why it's so well known. But that song, I'm pretty positive, came out around the same time that the song that I'm about to play came out. It's similar vibes, honestly. But instead of a Canadian woman, these are two guys. I can't remember where they're from originally.
No.
But I think they formed in LA because I think they were at UCLA together because they formed this band as a joke. And if you don't know who this is already, you're about to, because it's the MGMT. Love these guys. This album that I'm about to play is so good. It's Oracular Spectacular. And it's what I think one of their first albums. It's from 2007. They made it also as a joke, which I think is so hilarious because who makes an album that's so brilliant as a joke? But you know what? It is what it is. The reason why I consider this song a celebration, I honestly don't even think I could answer that. It just has really positive energy around it.
We're just celebrating.
We're just celebrating, baby.
You don't
it's so
need
good.
To justify celebration. You should celebrate it every chance that you get. That's what I say.
Ooh, wise words from Miss Bree over here.
Thanks.
But the song I'm going to play is Time to Pretend. Also another nostalgic song. I don't know how to explain it. It's just something whenever I'm in a sad mood, I always just will put this on, or if I feel like, you know what, let's keep these good vibes going, I'll play this one.
Yeah, it's a classic.
It's a classic. It's beautiful, and it's the lyrics are really great if you really kind of like use your listening ears on that one.
Listen up guys,
the lyrics are actually like kind of good. But some reason I have no thoughts on these. Oh wait, right, I have in my notes to read a quote from their little artist discography because I thought it was really awesome. And then we'll get into this song because it is worth playing right after this. The quote goes, "Who am I to tell you how to feel about something as subjective as music? Go ahead. Like what you like and hate what you hate. Except with MGMT, if you don't love MGMT, you're objectively wrong."
Love it.
Fast and die young. We've got the vision.
All right, that was Time to Pretend by MGMT. Great, great song. Brie, let's just send it off to you. How are you going to close us out today?
I'm going to close us out with a great celebration song. Lily told me in first year that this was my song. Was that? sorry. I'm a little distracted.
There's some commotion going on
in
the lounge.
Me and Lily left our paintings outside, and I'm worried that they're going to blow them up.
They're going to throw them away.
Yeah, but anyway, I just think that this is a beautiful song. I always loved that Lily said the song reminded her of me, and I was listening to it last night after I finished my painting, celebrating in our living room, actually.
Ooh.
So.
What were you celebrating?
Finishing my painting.
Did you actually put this song on?
I did. Well, it started playing. It was on my playlist.
There's nothing better than when you're putting when you finish like a big assignment and you put a song on, you just start dancing.
Yeah.
That's my favorite activity.
Actually, last term, my like end of term finished my assignment song was Lifetime Piling Up by the Talking Heads. That's a great one. That's
song.
What maybe I would have played if I had another song, but I'm going to stick to She's Like a Rainbow.
Do you know who it's by?
The Rolling Stones.
Love the Rolling Stones.
I am aware. She's a Rainbow. I was waiting for you to correct me on the name because I knew I got it wrong.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't paying attention. There's a bunch of things happening.
Yeah.
But,
okay. Anyway, we're busy celebrating in our minds.
Anyway, we're busy celebrating in our minds. We hope that you all have such a celebratory day because everyone deserves it. We love you so much. This was our celebration for Libertual, 20th episode, might I add.
Wow. Okay. Celebrating that.
Yeah.
And
a milestone.
Hey, it's like our champagne episode. We're both 20.
Right. I'm about to be 21.
And yeah, you
so
are.
So I'm going to be finally free
and
in
every
country.
And then it'll be a champagne episode the next episode, too.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, my God, because it's 21.
And then you can't do another episode until you turn 22.
Well, I'm just going to come on air really, really wasted at 1 p.m.
Yeah, that's good.
I feel like that would probably be a really good idea.
So let's count our blessings of celebration.
Okay.
Lily's birthday.
Yep.
Our painting class.
Yep. We finished one of our, courses, for good. Also, shout out Carolyn Stockbridge.
Shout out Carolyn Stockbridge.
We love you so much, and we're going to do everything in our power to keep you around these parts.
If anyone from FISA, UBC is listening, keep them on, and let's redirect some funding, UBC, into the VISA program.
Because
we need to keep the arts alive.
Yes, we do.
Let's celebrate art.
Yes. Let's celebrate art. Let's celebrate creativity.
Spring,
new beginnings.
Yeah.
I mean, what else? There has to be more. There are always
more. Let's celebrate friendship. Let's celebrate that we're going to go visit Danielle soon.
Right. Our one and near and dear Danielle. I'm sure people are like, what are these girls talking about? But whoever knows us,
hey,
you guys get it.
You know what?
We're celebrating the listeners of people that we don't know.
Yeah.
We celebrate you, and we appreciate that you keep CITR up and running because we love you so much.
And one listener in particular has a special birthday coming up, and it's not you.
Correct. It is. Do you want to shout them out?
Yeah. Jolene, happy birthday, girl.
Hey, Queen, happy birthday.
That is my mother, and I've never called her name before, ever, and I won't again.
Of course. I mean, this song will be dedicated to you, Jolene, since you brought Brie into this earth.
You brought a rainbow.
You brought a rainbow into this earth. Hey, roll it. We
Rolling
love you. See
it.
You in 2 weeks. Bye. Yeah.
seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you. She's like a rock.